up in the sky. Look, it's captivating. It's energizing. It's Alliance's Heroes. Alliance's is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups, where our heroes in business align. Now, here's your host flying in, David Kogan, founder of Alliance's.
Thank you, Money Radio. That's right. This is David Kogan. And oh, am I excited today, because we have another incredible lineup. That's right. Our heroes are taking risks. They are all in. Okay. They know what they're doing. They may make mistakes on the way, but in the end, they accomplish it. They create jobs. They build their economy. And today's lineup is just incredible. Now, let me go through a few things so that you really get this right, because we have the top executive of Ringley Brothers. That's right, Ringley Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. We also have on our show the executive producer of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. And when you hear the projects going on, you're just going to be amazed. And we also have the NFL star who played for the Raiders and Redskins, Philip Buchanan, and his projects he has going on, mind-blowing. But I want to go ahead and start our hero lineup today on Thursday with a very, very special guest. He is the founder travel website called Hotwire, which I'm sure you all heard. He's also been the president of Expedia, the CEO of TaskRabbit, and the list just goes on and on. So talk about accomplishment. All household names and a gigantic accomplishment in his career. So I've got to ask Eric Grasse, how in the world did you become and you create all of these companies that became a household name?
Why, hello there. It's a pleasure to be on the show and to speak with you. Starting great companies is partnering with terrific people in the early days and really giving them the opportunity to success and giving them a good roadmap for what success looks like. And I've been fortunate enough to have worked with a lot of terrific people over my career. This is definitely starting business is definitely not an I thing. It's definitely a we thing, and that's definitely been true in my case.
Now, you didn't stop. I mean, you've been CEO of, again, these major companies that most everybody has heard of, most everybody has used. But it doesn't stop there, because now you come up with this another idea to be the world's first online consignment marketplace for design called Chairish.com. And that's Chairish.com. Where were you when this idea sparked, and how did you come up with it?
Well, it was really, again, a partnership. We started the business. I started the business with three or four other people, and the core idea was founded and came up with in the dining room table, ironically, at some good friends of mine, Greg and Anna Brockway. And I think the what we're excited about with respect to Chairish is really to build an online consignment marketplace for design lovers, to sell and buy and connect with one another. And we think it's a terrific idea, because furniture is one of those deceptively enormous categories. It's about $200 billion in the U.S. alone, and it's rapidly moving online. And there's lots of really compelling reasons to buy vintage and pre-owned. The savings are terrific versus new. You get the items right away instead of having to wait for them to be built to order if you're buying new. There's an environmental angle related to buying vintage and pre-owned that a lot of people like. And the other thing also is that it's really hard. So if you're selling or buying quality pre-owned furniture, it can be very difficult for either side of the marketplace, for either side of the equation.
And
we're making it really easy on the delivery side. We're making it really easy on the curation side. And the idea is to make buying and selling furniture online super fun.
And we have Eric Grosse, who is one of the founders of Chairish.com. And I know, Eric, this is going to be a huge household name, given your track record, founder of Hotwire, president of Expedia, CEO of TaskRabbit. I mean, the list goes on. We have many, many listeners out there. This is all about Money Radio on AM and FM in Arizona and streamed all over the world. What do you think is the best way for entrepreneurs to come up with new ideas?
Well, a lot of it is to be really observant and to see where things are broken and where there's lots of friction and where there's challenges and where there's opportunities that just haven't been delivered yet. So being observant of your everyday life is one big important component of it. Second, I'd say that I've been very fortunate, whether it's travel or whether it's furniture and decor. You know, those are areas that I have a lot of personal passion for. So I'm it's much easier to be observant and to find opportunities when it's in an industry or a category that you have a lot of personal interest in. So, and I think last, I keep on mentioning this, but is the importance of being around great people that have very complementary skills to your own, and working with them in a really solid, productive partnership to start something new, because starting something new is really, really hard.
It is. It's incredibly hard, and it's stressful. And you've been able to do it before, over and over and over, so I know this is going to be a huge hit. And again, you could reach Eric by going to Cherish.com. You could also go to Eliances.com. That's Eliances.com, the place where entrepreneurs align. And you're listening to Eliances Heroes on Money Radio AM 1510 and FM 99.3. Now, you talked about being passionate. Tell our listeners the first role or position you were in that you were passionate about, and really, what does passion mean to you?
Sure. Well, it's always been a constant throughout my career. My first job out of college was working for the investment bank Morgan Stanley in New York City, and I went in there with a tremendous amount of enthusiasm and passion to deliver and to learn. It started from the beginning.
And who would you say, I mean, you know, going through, starting at Morgan Stanley, who's your closest business advisor in your life?
Well, when I started, I was lucky enough to have had a few mentors. Andreas Halvorsen was one of the key people at the firm that made the decision to hire me. And I think a big part of mentorship is just showing faith in someone. And Andreas and another gentleman by the name of Phil Duff gave me a terrific opportunity, and I'm always grateful for them for putting me on the learning road that is business. And I always did my best to try as hard as I could and to make them proud.
Now, I know that family is very close to you. I know one of the things is that you've lost your father at a young age. What do you think he would be most proud of in your career and as a person?
Oh, well, I think he would be proud of the fact that I'm a hard worker and I always give it my best. I think he would be proud that I always try when we have successes, to really provide and to give credit for those successes to others that really deserve it, and not to try to take any glory for myself. He was not that kind of person at all. He was someone that was what I would call a quiet leader, and he was someone that I admired and respected greatly. And as you mentioned, it was a real tragedy for me to lose him at an early age, just when I was starting to embark on my own professional career. But I had him in the early days, when in many respects that influence is so important.
Well, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. And again, you could reach Eric. He was the founder of Hotwire, president of Expedia, CEO of TaskRabbit, now the co-founder of Cherish.com. And we've got less than a minute left, and I got to ask you, now that you're a father, what is the most important lesson that you could teach your child?
Well, the one thing is, now that the shoe's on the other foot and I'm a father, I'm even more respectful of the job that my dad did for me, because it's really hard. It's really hard being a dad. So I try to lead by example. I don't do it all the time, but I try my best. And I think the most important thing you can tell anyone and to tell your child is is the importance of integrity. And integrity is a hard word for a kid to understand, but I think if you translate integrity into telling the truth, and to being a trustworthy person for your family and your friends, that's a great path forward to greatness.
Excellent. Well, you're a hero. Go to Cherish.com, and when we return, the top executive of Ringley Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus.